The tour began in Boston a few nights ago and will include a few opening spots with, are you ready, Cindy? The Dead Milkmen. MMR.
WMMR and Street Beat.
All right. This is close enough, Cindy.
Oh, it's... Shh. Quiet. Okay. The Dead Milkmen and Nitro Burning Funny Cars from the latest album, Bucky Fellini. And before that, we heard Nixon's Head, She Should Know Better. And also Gus... How do you say his last name?
Cordovox
Quartet from the new album that Lisa just produced called You're Soaking in It. And I forgot to mention that we opened tonight's show with Bricklin and a new song called It's a Little Too Late. So we have two guys from the Dead Milkmen here, Dean Clean and Dave Blood, and also Lisa, which is a spontaneous guest. She just dropped by.
Up here, dropped in.
And to tell us about her new album that she just produced, and it's in the stores. So, you know, like they do on Johnny Carson, I know you have to go, Lisa, but you have a date.
I have a plane to catch.
That's right. So thanks for coming by, and also...
You got a Bob Hope for us, okay? Okay.
We'd like to say hello to Ben Vaughn, who's here with us also.
Hello, Philadelphia.
Nice to see you again. And when we come back, we will be speaking with the Milkmen about their tour.
The Empire
Thursday by the Empire Rock Club in the Great Northeast, Roosevelt Boulevard and Princeton Avenue. I'm Cindy Drew, along with my two guests tonight, Dean Clean and Dave Blood from the Dead Milkmen. And you guys are really doing what every local band dreams about. You're touring internationally. You're from Philadelphia.
Yeah, we've been to Canada. And we were planning to go to Europe, but now we're going to postpone that till September.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some of the dates didn't come through, so we decided to do it when it was more available.
Are you going
to
have another album out by then?
We're going to record something. Supposedly this summer we're going to try to record some stuff.
Probably in Austin again.
We've written a number of songs already. Some of them are really good.
Yeah, what are some of the titles?
Some of them are really long.
I heard
some of the titles.
I Walk the Thinnest Line.
Life is S something.
Rat in the Fret.
Yeah. Ringo Buys a Gun.
No, Ringo Buys a Rifle.
Ringo Buys a Rifle. I'm sorry, Rod.
Rodney. You know, we like to say hi to Rod.
Rodney's on here. Rod's in the Betty Ford Clinic drying out. He took this opportunity on our day off to go and drop in. And
Joe's camping out in North Dakota for today.
He got his new fishing rod and reel in the mail, and he just head right off. He couldn't get enough North Dakota.
So did you do a lot of radio interviews when you're out on the road?
We do a lot.
Yeah. A number of interviews.
But nobody really pays as much attention to you as me, right?
That's right.
I mean, we've noticed that.
Really, has any DJ cared as much as me and played you as much on commercial radio as Cindy Drew? Has anybody?
No.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true.
It's amazing.
No one even dresses up for us. I notice you dress up and everything. You
put on
funny hats and
nurses'
stuff.
Costumes.
It's great.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, we're speaking with the Dead Milkman. You know, last week you missed out on the two Springsteen concerts.
Oh, we have some friends that went. They said they were... Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have gone, though, right?
I would have. I just bought Tunnel of Love. I like it.
Well,
don't tell anybody
that. It's really funny because, you know, a lot of people give me tapes to play on the show. And sometimes they think that they should give me things like flowers or take me out for dinner or something to get me to play them.
Oh, we would never do anything like that.
But
really? We just make it snow a lot.
It was interesting. There's a band called Blues Man Willie who plays at Dobbs a lot. And Clarence Clemons called me up to tell me to play Blues Man Willie.
Oh.
So that's a pretty good reason to play them, don't you think?
I think so.
So he dropped off his new single.
That's great.
So this is on Clarence Clemons' suggestion. You're hearing it
Clarence
on Street
Clemons.
Beat, Blues Man Willie on 93.3 WMMR. Okay. Hi there.
Are we back?
Yes, we're back. And this is Street
Beat. No, you're back.
And I have with me here Dean Clean and Dave Blood from the Dead Milkmen. So you guys have been all over the country, basically.
Again and again.
This is our third tour on Bucky Fellini.
Do you have another city that likes you as much as Philly?
We have a few.
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Really?
They were so pleased to see us there.
They were incredible. We went to one city in Missouri, Springfield, Missouri. Was it Springfield?
Yes.
And we went there and they said, geez, we're really glad you came here because the band hasn't been here since Ramones came here in 1976. And we're like, oh, we have a little bit to live up to, I think, at this point.
In Fayetteville, the biggest show they had there was last time Blue Oyster Cult rolled through town and played the same place we did.
Apparently, we did a little better than they did.
Really?
Although the promoter that night didn't do as well. He ended up in jail.
So you're headlining, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have been, yeah.
Yeah,
we play with usually local bands, you know, in other cities.
Some quality.
And are you playing like?
Yeah, some really good bands.
Did you do any like pizza eating contests or?
Not this time.
Gong
not this
shows time. Or how about women's prisons? Mm. I know you're looking.
Looking forward to that, and that's kind of we're going to book the next tour around women's prisons. I'm kind of hoping anyway.
And insane asylums.
Insane asylums.
Yeah,
well, that could be a little dangerous. I'd be tempted. Those people are really hip.
Well, we have another song here from the album that Lisa brought us tonight. You're soaking in it.
There's steam coming out of that thing in there.
What is this song?
This is called Song Number 15. It's by Ornamental Wigwam, which is Joe and myself from the Milkmen. And we do like some other sorts of strange.
Is that an offshoot?
Some strange. It's an offshoot, but it's some sort of strangeness that doesn't seem to meld with the Dead Milkmen, or it melds in such a strange way that we decided to meld it in a different place. And so this is just an example of what can happen when two guys plug their guitars into the same amp in a room, and a cello player shows up.
If there were no more sky, wouldn't you feel sad? If there were no more moon, wouldn't you feel bad? No sun, no stars, no clouds, no cars, no grass. We bury the dead. districts, where would we go to bed? I guess we could sleep in the bowling alley, me, you, and Sally. But what about Fred? The sounds of pins falling always hurts his head. If there were no more birds, well then, who would sing in the morning? If there were no more spiders, what would scare the insects away?
Code on Street Beat and Soul Searching on the Phone. Song that was produced by Flamin' Harry. Also, Ornamental Wigwam and song number 15, starring Dave Blood of the Dead Milkmen. Man, yeah, he was in the other room talking to somebody on the phone.
Someone special who called up just to tell us. Well, I can't talk about it right now, but it's really nice. Somebody called up to tell us about, you know, the band and stuff. And
a fan?
Kinda, yeah.
Good.
So you're going back out on the road tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're leaving
Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Now, how do you get around? Do you have a van or...
Yeah, we have a van.
And then how many people?
And wings on our feet.
There's the four guys in the band.
Yes.
And who else goes?
We have a roadie person, tech person, who does sells the t-shirts and gets on stage to ward off onlookers who get active.
Mostly teenage girls, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty great these days.
Well, are you going to be...
And the road manager. Our road manager, whose name is Dan, and he's like a really good road manager, and he's also a lot of fun to hang out with.
So there's six people in a van.
With all the equipment, with all the luggage.
All our clothing.
And then you stay in, like, you know, Motel 6 and stuff?
Yeah,
that or a little better. Sometimes Marriott's. Stuff like that.
Sometimes we're lucky and we get to stay in really nice places.
Clubs have cut a deal with a place like in Atlanta. We stayed in the Omni, which is like where CNN is, and that's like glass elevators. And there's a lot of people to have fun with there, believe me. They're not expecting people like us to be in the elevators and pushing all the buttons and stuff. And and putting, you know what they do? They write in the ashtrays, they press, like, it says Omni. What we do is we mess it up and we write funny words in there after the guy left. You know.
So you're going to be back in Philly then to play at the Chestnut on March 26th.
Yeah.
Saturday night, and you're going to maybe do an all-ages show soon.
I think March 1st. May 1st, I think.
Now listen, I wanted to talk to you guys because, you know, I know that there aren't any other DJs in Philadelphia that play your music on the radio, commercial
or
radio.
Who do entire radio shows without any clothes on.
I just don't want to, see, Ed Shockey or somebody introducing the Dead Milkmen, okay?
Okay.
Can you make sure that doesn't happen?
We'll make sure that doesn't happen.
Whenever you have a host, who to ask.
We'll get Perry Roberts to...
Perry Roberts? No. Yeah. No, don't worry, Cindy,
You're in like Flynn.
Okay, now everybody heard that, right?
Just like that person on the phone now.
All right, I wanted to play this song by Nova Express. This is the Cream song, Tales of Brave Ulysses. I think you're going to like this.
Thank you.
Street Beat. MMR. And Stranger's Kiss, and also Nova Express with Tales of Brave Ulysses. And Cindy Drew here with the Dead Milkmen, at least half of the group. Where are those other guys, anyway?
We kind of...
Rod's at the Betty Ford Clinic.
Oh, that's right,
Joe's camping.
Okay, well, what was this... I guess you guys were in a couple magazines recently. Philadelphia Magazine and Cream.
We just picked it up today. That was pretty exciting. Yeah.
Color picture and everything?
Yeah.
It's
pretty rocking.
And what were some of the people calling about? They wanted to know when your next album's out.
Yeah, they were asking about the next record, and so we kind of set them straight.
Probably
this fall.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a title yet?
No. We've only written a few songs, so, you know, something will come to us in the studio, maybe, I imagine.
I don't know, a triple concept album, maybe. I don't know.
Triple?
We're thinking about just an album of maybe covers or something. Record it in a garage, like put some mattresses up on the walls and charge $5.98 for it, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It might work. Okay,
it might work. You never know.
We have time for a couple more songs, and then it'll be Rock Over London, Great Northeast, Roosevelt Boulevard and Princeton Avenue. And Dave Blood has a tour story before you go from the Dead Milkmen.
We were in a wonderful town called Big Rapids, Michigan, a town we'll probably never go to again. But anyway, we rolled into town, and, you know, we go playing to college. We get there, and it's a nice big stage, a nice big auditorium, a nice little sound system. And the first thing they walk up to Dean, they said, "Would you like a monitor?" I'm like, "Well, we'd like several." Anyway, short story, make a long story out of a short story, make a short story out of a long story. They had a very inadequate PA, and a lot of strange things were happening. The food looked like dog food. And so we're on stage playing, and it's horrible. It's hard to hear, and just playing really hard and trying to hear this. I can hear four snare drums bouncing off the walls, and I'm playing with one of them. I don't think it's the right one. All of a sudden, everything goes black, and I'm like, I'm moving backwards, and I look down on the ground. There's this pineapple laying on the ground, and it's like, this is like cut on my eye, and there's this guy laughing, and like, so anyway, I get hit with this pineapple. I left a gushy spot on it. We continued the end of the show, but Rodney goes, "Hey, who threw that? Come up on stage. We just want to talk to you. You know, come up stage. Be a man." So this guy gets up on stage. So, of course, we tackle this guy. Only this guy was real big, and we're real little. And we wrestled this guy, and he was kind of beating us. And anyway, Dean tried to do a funny thing with a drumstick to the guy, and he was drunk. And anyway, we threw him off stage. We got injured from wrestling with the guy. Finished the show.
He was still laughing. He was laughing.
He thought it was great. And
turned out he didn't throw
the pineapple. Anyway, so I took several pictures of the pineapple, which are available for a few dollars
maybe
if anyone wants them.
Turn it into the next album cover.
Yeah, the holy pineapple. Anyway, getting hit with a pineapple was a wonderful experience, and I have not eaten pineapple or will not drink pineapple juice anymore.
We won't have any more.
At least the promoter didn't have a gun that time. Another city had a gun and went to jail. And
wow.
And interesting story. Our roadie was selling t-shirts, and someone offered a special price for one, so and I wouldn't have declined, but you know, him being the moral person that he was, and anyway, that's for Stuart. That's our roadie Stuart.
Well, I'd just really like to thank you for coming by, because I know it's your only day off on the tour. And
yeah, but Cindy, we got to see you again.
I know,
it's so great.
You know, we've made that deal. You're going to be right there.
I know, like when you play JFK, okay, and you're on the cover, like Newsweek and Time and all that, you will remember
me. We mentioned you in Cream Magazine, you know.
You did? And you'll leave me tickets, like, at the door and stuff, you know, when you get
up. Yeah, no tickets. You'll just be hanging out with us.
Okay, all right. Dead Milkman on Street.
And thanks for coming over our house.
And next week I'm going to have this person who produced and is in this band, the Yow Kings. Gary King will be my guest next week. He's coming up with a brand new Street Beat theme song, so we'll sample some of those next
week. Metallica rules.
And we'll see you later. Thanks for listening and supporting local music, and I'll see you out on the street.
Bye.